From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Christmas Day in Bethlehem, where crowds stood in long lines outside the Church of the Nativity for a look at the grotto that tradition holds was the site of the birthplace of Jesus. In Newtown, Connecticut, churches were crowded today. At a Catholic church there, parishioner Marianne O'Connor says people are leaning on their faith following the mass killings at an elementary school in Newtown.
Our hearts are broken in 26 little pieces, but it's the birth of Jesus, and we find strength in that. And so we're mourning, but we're also thinking of God at this time, and that He'll give us the strength of His Son.
Pope Benedict has called for peace in some of the world's most troubled areas in his traditional Christmas message. NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports the 85-year-old pontiff spoke from the balcony of St. Peter's Basilica to throngs of people who gathered to hear his message of hope.
Benedict said people should never lose hope for peace, even in Syria, which he described as deeply wounded and divided by conflict. He appealed for an end to the bloodshed, easier access for relief for refugees and the displaced, and dialogue to end the conflict. Voicing concern for the plight of Christians, the Pope cited Mali and Nigeria, where he said savage acts of terrorism continue to reap victims, particularly among Christians. He urged Arab Spring countries, especially Egypt, blessed by the childhood of Jesus, to build just and respectful societies. And turning to China, which does not allow its Catholics to recognize the Pope's authority, Benedict asked leaders to esteem the contributions of religions. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News.
Egypt's election commission says the country's controversial new constitution has been approved by nearly 64% of voters in two referenda this month, but only about 33% of eligible voters cast ballots. Opposition groups have staged mass street protests against the document, claiming that it will usher in Islamic rule in Egypt. Stormy weather is causing travel problems today in parts of the southeast and midwest. In Oklahoma City, freezing rain and sleet caused a tractor trailer to jackknife on an interstate highway. State Trooper Betsy Randolph.
Because he slid and lost control, obviously with the roadway being on an overpass, there was no way around him. So as cars came up behind him then, they continued to pile up.
21 vehicles were involved. Alabama Public Radio's Maggie Martin reports storms are raking across the Gulf Coast.
The National Weather Service says it's anticipating severe tornadoes in Alabama. Forecasters are also calling for damaging winds that could reach up to 70 miles per hour. Mark Lanier's is with the National Weather Service in Birmingham. He says traveling will become more dangerous later on today.
I think it's going to become increasingly volatile as we head into the evening hour, so I would really pay attention as these watches and warnings potentially may be issued later.
That's Maggie Martin reporting. This is NPR News from Washington. UN and Arab League envoy Lakhdar Brahimi has been meeting with Syrian opposition groups in Damascus today, at least with those groups tolerated by the Syrian government. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports the talks come as activists say they're making gains despite heavy attacks by government forces.
Brahimi met with three sanctioned opposition groups in the Syrian capital a day after meeting with President Bashar al-Assad. After that meeting, Brahimi told reporters the situation in Syria is worrying and that he had laid out steps that could resolve the conflict, steps he did not identify. Opposition activists outside Syria and supporters of rebel fighters say they will not accept any transition that leaves Assad in power. In northern Idlib province, activists said the rebel Free Syrian Army had taken control of the town of Harem. The claim could not be independently verified. There were also reports of heavy shelling by government forces in Aleppo, in the central areas of Homs and Hama, and in the Damascus suburbs. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
There's plenty of basketball action this Christmas Day as 10 NBA teams take to the court. NPR's Mike Pesca takes a look at the roster of games.
With the Knicks in Los Angeles, it's an early referendum on what the Lakers can be. Having already fired one head coach and sitting at one game below 500, the Lakers welcome point guard Steve Nash aboard, playing in his second game of the season. Nash looked good in his first game back from injury. LA will need him to stabilize their offense against the Knicks, owners of the best record in the East. Other games include an Oklahoma City versus Miami rematch of last year's NBA Finals, Jeremy Lin and James Harden of the Houston Rockets trying to solve the NBA's stingiest defense in Chicago, and another contest at LA Staples Center when the Clippers host the Nuggets. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.